Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey, sister. Hey, it is another week, another episode, and I had a plan for this week's episode, but after last week talking about some God-made foods and doing food God's way, y'all loved that, and you were like, that is one of the most beneficial episodes ever. Like, I love this episode. I literally got a couple comments that were like, this is one of my favorite ones of the whole podcast. So maybe this is something that's super beneficial and that you need and that would be a good tool and source for you. So God was like, hey, Kels, let's keep diving a little bit deeper into, like, maybe different food groups and talk more about God-made foods versus man-made foods. And this week, we're going to talk about God-made carbohydrates versus man-made carbohydrates. We're also going to debunk the myth that carbs are bad, because I hear that all the time, and I get so sad when I hear women talking about restricting carbs or taking carbs completely out of their diet, because it's actually not super beneficial. Carbs are not the issue. It's the source of where you're getting your carbs. So carbs are just like calories, and the fact that calories are not bad, it's the source of calorie, like the source of food you're getting your calories. So compare it to like pizza versus lean chicken and broccoli. Obviously, lean chicken and broccoli is going to be a better source and calories that are beneficial to your body and helping you achieve the results that you're looking for rather than eating pizza. Now, am I saying pizza bad? No. Pizza is good for the soul and you need it every once in a while, okay? Everything in moderation. You know how I feel about that. But let's talk about God-made foods or God-made carbohydrates versus man-made carbohydrates. So man-made carbohydrates typically are processed carbohydrates and are the main reasons why Americans really battle a lot of obesity. It's very easy to overconsume these foods, and what doesn't get burned up for energy actually gets stored as body fat. So we're going to talk about some different options of, you know, choosing God-made carbohydrates over man-made carbohydrates, but here's what I want to tell you. Please, please, please remember that carbohydrates are actually the body's main source of energy and fiber, and they help us feel full, okay? Carbohydrates are essential for producing energy and building muscle. So if you're not taking in any carbs, you're actually working against yourself. Like if you're restricting carbs and then you're really frustrated. And yes, listen, initially it may help you debunk a bunch of weight. Like it may help you get rid of a ton of weight that you're trying to lose, but it's not going to be sustainable and you're going to gain it all right back. And I'm saying all of this with love because I've seen it over and over and over and over again. And it breaks my heart when females get so freaking frustrated because they don't understand why they're not achieving results and they've completely eliminated all carbs. So like, well, at first I lost like 50 pounds or I lost like 80 pounds and I felt amazing and everything was going good, but then I gained it all right back. That's because when you go back into your regular lifestyle again, you've not learned how to properly take in carbs that are going to be beneficial for you and that are God-made carbohydrates, the ones that provide the energy and the fiber and help keep you feel full and are more wholesome. You're not learning how to do that, so you're just adding things back in and then you end up gaining all the weight back. Like that's not sustainable, that's not healthy, and I want to help you stop this mindset of carbs are bad. There's literally a scripture in the Bible that talks about making bread. Okay, let me talk about this. And you take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and emmer, and you put them into a single vessel and make your bread from them. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. Ezekiel 4:9. If you don't believe me, go look it up for yourself. Ezekiel 4:9, that literally talks about making bread. Now, side note, white bread or white, let's say white carbs. White carbs, literally all they do is break down into sugar, which obviously isn't going to be super beneficial, and they're going to be stored up usually as fat. Okay, they're not going to help you feel full, they're not going to help you create energy. It's going to be quick energy, like a quick fix, but they're not going to help you feel energy long term, and they're not going to help you with building muscle. But let's talk about some options that are better for you, that are God-made carbohydrates, okay, that are going to help you have that energy, help you on your fitness journey, not work against you, but give you the energy and then the endurance and things that you need to build those muscles. God-made fibrous carbohydrates are broccoli, spinach, kale, salad. And you're like, wait, these are vegetables. Just bear with me, okay? These are the fibrous ones. Greens, green beans, carrots, peppers, eggplant, artichokes, onions, Brussels sprouts, celery, cauliflower, mushrooms, radishes, sprouts, and zucchini. So those are the fibrous ones. Let's talk about simple carbohydrates. God made simple carbohydrates. These are fruits. Apples, oranges, grapes, bananas, berries, cherries, pears, plums, peaches, pineapple, and watermelon. Now, what are the starchy carbohydrates? So starchy carbohydrates are going to be your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, your butternut squash, peas, beans, brown rice, wild rice, quinoa, farro, corn, lentils, chickpeas, yams, parsnips, is that how you say that? I don't think I've ever had a parsnip. And taro root, never heard of that either. Whole grains and foods made from them, such as oatmeal, whole grain pasta, other whole grain crackers, and whole grain breads. So you can obviously still have those breads in there. And I love oatmeal. Oatmeal is so freaking good. It's phenomenal. I love putting fruit in my oatmeal. I love putting honey in it. I love putting some syrup in it. But these other options, like of pastas and our crackers and stuff that we love, doesn't mean that they're bad, okay? It literally just means, I'm getting distracted. I'm sorry. I had someone pull up behind me. But whole grain foods are made from them, such as oatmeal, whole grain pasta, whole grain crackers. So you can still have these things and have carbohydrates, but it's the source where you're getting them from. So man-made carbohydrates, like I said, are usually processed carbohydrates and are one of the main reasons why Americans actually battle obesity so much. It's so easy to overconsume them, and what doesn't get burned actually gets stored up as body fat. And so obviously that's going to be working against us. So why are man-made carbohydrates something that we may want to avoid? Why is the reason that we're having this discussion here and we're wanting to avoid these man-made carbohydrates, not carbs in general, not the God-made ones, the man-made ones, okay? They increase body fat and are the leading cause of obesity. That's number one. They are full of empty calories, causing hunger even after a meal. That's number two. They raise low density lipoprotein, which is a bad cholesterol. They suppress our immune systems. They are full of chemicals that our bodies are not made to digest. They raise the risk of diabetes. They are addictive. Don't you think the food industry has got this figured out? They know how to get you addicted to foods, okay? They know how to put the processed stuff in there so you keep buying them, so they keep making money. Like, they are doing this to you. They are linked to depression and fatigue. They also, that's a big one. Holy crap. They are linked to depression and fatigue. Man-made carbohydrates. They alter our taste buds and make healthy foods less appetizing. So not only are they addictive, but man-made carbohydrates are also going to make our foods less appetizing that are healthy for us, the God-made ones. I wonder, there seems to be a scheme here from the enemy. Does that not seem like that's a little bit cray cray? Anyways, so let's talk about God-made carbohydrates are commonly found in whole plant foods and are high in vitamins and minerals. But man-made processed simple carbohydrates like white breads are full of sugar. They're the foods that you can't seem to get full on, and they are very low in fiber. So what are some examples of these man-made foods so we can try to avoid them? And again, I say this with just slight hesitancy because I don't want you to be like, oh, I need to get rid of all these things all the time and never have any of them, because that's not sustainable. We've talked about this, okay? If we want sustainable long-term healthy habits and we want a sustainable long-term lifestyle of being healthy and fit, we need to make sure that we're doing something that's going to be sustainable. And getting rid of all these things all the time, never having them in moderation, maybe you're able to do that and you feel wonderful and you have no issues with food, your relationship with food or relationship with your body. That's phenomenal. Do your thing, girl. But listen, this ain't going to be me. There are going to be times where I'm going to have white bread and pasta. There are going to be times where I'm going to have sugar. There's going to be times I'm going to have some ice cream, okay? So in moderation. But why do we want to try to avoid these foods and have more God-made carbohydrates instead? Is because examples of man-made foods are going to be your white flour bread and pasta. We kind of talked about that already. Packaged chips, cookies, crackers and cereals, your jams and jellies, table sugar, ice cream and candy, sodas, and most fruit juices. All of those are those are those man-made examples of carbohydrates, and ones that if we choose those, we're not going to feel as full. They're going to suppress our immune system. We're going to be high risk of diabetes. All those things, like those 9 reasons to try to avoid them. All of those reasons are why we want to try to avoid. So we talked about God made fibrous carbohydrates, God made simple carbohydrates, and then God made starchy carbohydrates. So for the starchy carbohydrates, a serving size that you would probably want to have is about a half a cup or a rounded handful. And then for the fibrous carbs, for the God made fibrous carbohydrates, a serving size would be like a cup or a size of your fist. So I just want you to take this with you today and remember, and this is kind of a shorter episode, but I still think it's going to be super beneficial. And listen to it a couple times, maybe take some notes so that you're able to have this on hand and look at it when you're, because I know I sometimes forget that people that are just starting their fitness journey, they may not know these things because they've not done some of this research. They've not done this themselves. They've not done this for very long, and you're brand new to this. So I apologize if, like, I've talked about, you know, wholesome foods, God-made foods, like you need to have having more of those. You're like, I don't know what that means. Well, these are the episodes that I'm going to try to get into that a little bit more with you. So you don't think that certain food groups or certain things are bad for you and we just shouldn't have them, but that you think that, you know, there are different options and different ways to implement them into your diet and your nutrition so that you cannot work against yourself, you can actually help your journey. So lastly, I just want to give some simple tips about carbohydrates just to end the episode, okay? So I know this is a shorter one, but I really think it's going to be beneficial. And we're going to talk about proteins. We're going to talk about some other things too, maybe fats too. But I think this is going to be helpful for you. So number one, avoid any programs that advocate removing all carbohydrates from your diet. Because honestly, I truly believe that that's going to work against you long term. And as a nurse, with the nutrition knowledge that I do have, with being a health and fitness coach for the last 6.5 years, or previously being a health and fitness coach, I'm not health and fitness coach anymore. I'm a ministry host. But having that knowledge and learning some of the things that I've known, I've seen it over and over again where people will try to completely eliminate carbs and it works against them. I don't want that for you. Number two, choose a percentage of carbohydrates for your macronutrient split and matches your goals, or one that feels optimal for your energy level. So if you're going to be doing something else throughout the day, or you're going to be having a really high intensity workout, you're training for half marathons, obviously your amount of carbohydrates are going to be different than someone who's being more sedentary, or someone who's just going on walks. And, you know, I don't mean just, because walks are really, really beneficial for you, but you know what I mean? They're not being as active. They don't have as intense of a workout that day. Make sure that you're just choosing a percentage of carbohydrates that you are doing for your activity level and what energy you're going to need for that day or that week or that month. Remember that not all carbs are created equally. Choose God-made sources over man-made sources. Processed ones, these are over the processed ones. Okay, so choose God-made over the man-made processed ones. These are veggies, legumes, whole grains that are high in fiber, low in sugar. And then number four, fuel your temple in a way that supports your activity. I kind of just talked about that. And then number five, combine low and moderate glycemic index carbs like fruit and starchy sources with protein to help you blunt the blood sugar responses. So, like, for instance, if you have an apple, you're also going to pair it with some protein, like it says, to help you blunt the blood sugar responses of having your sugar go super high. This may help slow the rise of blood sugar and insulin levels, which promotes fat storage and prevents us from using fat as the energy that we're trying to use it for. The goal for weight loss is to keep insulin low in the body. We do this by eating God-made carbohydrates with protein. Okay, so that's what I'm just talking about there, is pairing a God-made carbohydrate with a protein to help make sure that insulin level and those sugar levels don't get super high all the time. To break sugar addiction, acknowledge it, surrender it, and pray over it. So if you are someone that you feel as though you are, you know, in the trenches of having sugar addiction, and the man-made carbohydrates are something that you are going to all the time, this is what I want you to do. I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to surrender it, and I want you to pray over it. Replace the sugary foods you eat with low glycemic foods. If you do not eat something with a higher glycemic index, pair it with a protein to blunt the response to your blood sugar. We just talked about that. So to break the sugar addiction, one more time, ready? Or maybe your carb addiction, you're going to acknowledge it, you're going to surrender it, and you're going to pray over it. All right? So With all that being said, sister, I got to head on into a meeting for my kiddo. I hope that this episode is going to bless you. If it does bless you, send it to someone else. It may be something they need to listen to too. If you've been having conversations with girlfriends about, you know, food being difficult and this being such a challenge and something, a big mountain that you just can't climb yourself, like, send these food episodes to girlfriends. Send these food episodes to your stories on social media. Screenshot it. Let me know what you're learning. Let me know how this is benefiting you, because not only does that make sure that I know that this is actually doing something for you, it also will all help get the word out to other people so they can be blessed and that God can talk to them through this as well. And that God can utilize this. And again, his glory can come through this and his works and the things that he's doing in our lives and in our hearts and our minds when it comes to our fitness journey and helping us be better stewards of taking care of our temple, helping us be obedient in consistency, helping us be obedient in our discipline, help us be obedient in caring for our temple the way that God has wanted us to. Okay. So I hope you have a blessed day. I will chat with you later, sister. Let's get it. Let's go.